The application is basically designed to count the number of homeless veterans at any one time. Every year, in conjunction with HUD, they do a count throughout the entire country, a point in time count. And during the last 2 weeks of January, starting now, they'll be out in the field with this application in some cases. This is really a pilot to basically use this application to collect some basic demographic information, using the geolocator on the iPhone to find out what your location is when possible, and then basically store the data temporarily on the phone until cellular coverage is reestablished and then sent off to the VA database.
Is this kind of the future of where you hope mobile apps could take you? Maybe not for every single app, but for many apps where it's a small amount of time, you get it through the authority to operate process, and it's showing you maybe what the path could look like?
I would very much like to see more apps done in this manner when appropriate. We were under tremendous pressure to get this out in such a short period of time. I could not imagine this working in any other way. If you wanted to talk about developing a business requirement, for instance, the entire 2 weeks we built would be eaten up by that alone. It would have been impossible to develop something like this in that manner.
What worked well? Is it because you had a lot of pressure on VA to get it done? Or was it the fact is you brought the right people to the room? Or because it was a very straightforward process, develop an app to do this?
We had the right customer, very engaged. The pressure helped, I think, in this case. Without a lot of time to argue, things get done. We also had great support from our management structure, our leadership, and through Roger Baker, willingness to get engaged and support the waivers in the cases that we needed it.
The idea of the governance board that you talked about, where the CIO's office, Offices of Information Technology, and the VHA are actually working together on it. Discuss what that board is about and how it likely will work.
In the past, only Office of Information Technology and Product Development would be allowed to develop applications. We've recognized that in this current environment, we want to use any resources we possibly can. And working with VHA, who has a great interest in developing mobile apps and resources to develop mobile apps, we've created this joint board. Basically, it's co-chaired by OIT and VHA. Eventually, it will include Veterans Benefits Administration and the Cemeteries Administration as well. We're just getting started in the talks, working through the initial documentation, putting together an integrated project team to review the documents, and eventually, all mobile apps, regardless of the source, will come through this organization. It will provide common governance, common certification process. It will be a place where we can discover and implement best practices and provide common infrastructure as well.
Is this different than the process that's in place now where OIT maybe asks for a use case and then looks at the use case? There was a mention of a kind of a process that's in place now where I think 12 of 15 have been rejected, but not because they weren't good, but for risk issues and device issues.
This is a little different in that the use cases that DJ Katchman was discussing were use cases where they did not expect to actually do any software development. The customers would come with an idea in mind to use an iPad for a particular use, maybe take a photo or something like that, and DJ's pilot would basically assess whether the application or, should say, the tools were appropriate for the use. No development would be involved in those cases.
And this one that you're talking about now is all about the development. If someone says, hey, I'd like to develop an app to do X, okay, let's put it through this common process.
That's exactly right. We have the overall prioritization process within VA that takes the VHA, VBA, and NCA priorities, puts those in rank order, and then those projects would basically be submitted to OIT for our own prioritization process and assignment of project managers, etc. This organization, this new governance structure we're putting in place, would be a way to ensure that regardless of the source, all the apps would come through one organization to help eliminate duplication, applications that might overlap in functionality, etc.
The piece of this that you guys also are working on is the idea of agile development. Not necessarily that's only for mobile applications, but I think Agile plays a big role in mobile. You guys have done a lot of training. This is a big effort. How does the new governance process and the Agile kind of fit together as it relates to mobile?
There's a definite focus on agility. This governance board will help us pave the way to more streamlined processes. We use something called ProPath to document our processes in product development and expect to have this governance board and the working groups that support it propose more streamlined processes in ProPath that take into account Agile and the reality of Agile with regard to not creating large business requirements up front and more lean thinking as well.
A couple hundred people have already been through the Agile process. Are you seeing it making a difference? when it comes to the development of either applications or software within VA, or is it maybe a little on the early side?
Yes, there have been hundreds of people through the Agile process. I would say that I'm not all that thrilled with the results so far. We have several applications that have been developed in Agile fashion, but I think we can do a lot more. This mobile effort will certainly help in that arena. As I mentioned earlier, we had a two-week application developed from end to end in a completely Agile manner, a small Scrum team working together very closely and constantly with a business customer, which is also, you can put as many people through training as necessary, but without the customers willing to work in an Agile fashion, be a key member of the Scrum team and work on prioritization and stories, you're really not going to have a lot of Agile projects. You'll have a lot of mini waterfall projects, which, that's not what the goal is at all.
Another piece of all of this effort around mobile is the test development production environment. You guys have developed one that obviously is going to help speed up the path to getting something out the door. Talk a little bit about that test development production infrastructure. And then also you mentioned that maybe somebody else would be potentially using it as well.
Yes, this mobile application environment, MAE, was developed in conjunction with VHA. It's an OIT project in the VA. It's basically set up to be a consistent development, test, and production environment. It's cloud-based and self-provisioning. We've got a minor training program that people will have to go through so that basically anyone within the VA could use this as a kind of a sandbox area to innovate. We mentioned the bringing on others to use this environment. We are currently in talks with the Navy as a potential user of this environment, an early adopter.
From your perspective, this having the sandbox environment, are people using it? Do they know it's there? And are you seeing a benefit in terms of getting quicker out the door with certain applications or quicker to say this won't work?
At this time, we only have temporary ATO to work through with pilots. So it's certainly early in its phases. They'll be in conjunction with our governance process and that board working very diligently to get the word out about this through brown bags and other events within the VA to get this, the information out.